This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio broadcast. It is 7/5/2017. It is the day after Independence Day. I hope that everybody had a very good holiday yesterday and celebrated the birth of our nation, our Declaration of Independence. I wonder, 241 years ago, our founding fathers, the day after signing the Declaration, of course, they signed in various stages, but let's just assume the day after. I wonder if they had buyer's remorse. I wonder if they were like looking at their wives and their children and thinking, what in the world did I just do? It was not the easy path. It was not the safe path they took, and they risked a lot. We've got some requests about Paul Harvey. He did a thing about our founding fathers, our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor. That's what it's called. It's a pretty lengthy clip. I don't know, about 8 or 9 minutes. We've had a lot of requests to play it. If we have time during the news towards the end, we'll play that. I think it's really interesting. I think you'll like it, so look forward to that. Joining me today, I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. We got some great guests I'll talk about in a moment. But joining me, riding side by side here on this journey this morning, is none other than Power Hour Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Power Hour Nation.
How was your fourth?
I spent time in rest and actually prayer for this nation.
Oh, very good. Well, that's certainly what we need. There's been many times in American history when our Senate has called for days of fasting and prayer, our Congress. Thomas Jefferson started that during the Civil War, where they actually recognized the supreme authority of our Creator by declaration. Do you believe that? The Congress of the United States recognized God as the source of our rights, as the Declaration says, and that's happened many times. Not recently, mind you, but has happened. In the news, we got North Korea. It seems like it's heating up. Some people we just can't play in the sandbox with, and he may be one of them, and I don't know whose fault it is, but what's your take on what we're seeing there in North Korea?
Well, part of me, Daniel, really believes, not that this man in North Korea isn't mentally, he may be not balanced mentally, but part of it is, I agree with our guest the other day, Stephen Lenman, it's a place where we can be bolsterous. I mean, I'd be concerned about the starvation in North Korea. It's not a pleasant place to live. I really think that there are alternatives rather than blowing people off the map.
Well, I don't think there's a good military out there. What are we going to do? Blow North Korea? What is that going to do? I mean, that for one thing, you're not sure that you can even stop a ballistic missile hitting the coast of America. My question has been from the beginning of this, and I keep asking it, and I keep not finding an answer. How much is China involved in this? Can't China make a phone call to him, and if he wanted to stop him, at least threatening us that he would? Do you think China is really involved in this, or am I just making stuff up?
Well, but I tell you, I hesitate to really answer that question because I am not a Chinese authority. Obviously, they're on the same side of the world, and they're trading partners. So that's a good question.
Well, we'll see. I think time will tell. I think it's not that we haven't provoked them, and that the missile system that is in there, is this all an excuse so we can put a missile defense system on South Korea's border that's really a first strike capability to China, to Russia? Is that what this is all about? I mean, is this just a stare down contest between China and the United States? I don't know. We'll see.
You mean like a proxy war? You mean like that kind of a thing?
Well, almost. I don't know if it's proxy is the right word, but it's like an excuse for us to. It's like, you know, in your family, when you talk about different things, sometimes you have disagreements and you talk all around the issue but never get to the real issue. You know, is that what we're doing? We're kind of talking around the whole issue and never getting right to the point. We got two fantastic guests today. Jerry Peterman, a great friend of the Power Hour, talk about his research, Fukushima update, and also John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Fantastic. Glad you're here. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the news.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 8 minutes after the hour. So glad you're joining us. If you're just now getting here, thank you for being here, and I wish you a happy Independence Day. The day after, like many boisterous Americans, I did the right and proper thing and went to the Indian reservations to get the good fireworks, and we had quite a celebration here with my in-laws, Sam. Sam is joining us. Let's get to the news. First story out of the Economic Collapse blog. Just like our founders, 241 years ago, we need to unashamedly declare that our rights come to us from God. Amen. If you were to ask average people on the street this question, they might come up with something about independence. But the truth is that most Americans would not be able to tell you clearly why it is a day of celebration. But most Americans have never read the Declaration of Independence. And if a similar document was authored today, it might be banned from our public schools. Boy, that is so true. Michael Snyder's article here. Why? Because evolution is the preferred method of instruction, and the Declaration of Independence pays homage to a creator, not just once, but four times. These days, most folks are doing what they feel is right in their own eyes, and that has become a way of life in our society. So, America's foundation, which included the fear of God, is now politically incorrect. The Declaration of Independence boldly proclaims that our unalienable rights come from God, not man. And that's the second paragraph of the Declaration. Of course, we've went over that a lot. I am shocked. That's the basis of our country. That's what makes America unique. And it's very important to hold our rights, even if you're atheist. You know, I talked to my brother. Here are my in-laws. And my brother-in-law, we talked a lot about religion, and that's very offensive and divisive to him. But he still agreed that, you know, having our rights separated from man's control is a very good thing, and that's why it's so important and so unique in our country's history. Even more unique is to have a president that acknowledges this. Here's a portion of what President Trump said last week to a group of veterans at the Kennedy Center, in Washington. Since the signing of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago, America always affirmed that liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by God, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away. That is why my administration is transferring power out of Washington and returning that power back to where it belongs, to the people. Wow. That is very impressive that a president would say that. It would be even more impressive if he actually does it.
That's true. Here's one from Veterans News, Military Times. New two veterans living with arm amputations became the first to receive a new generation of a prosthetic limb from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin presented two men, Fred Downs and Artie McCauley, with what are called Luke arms in New York a couple days ago. Downs works as a prosthetics consultant for Paralyzed Veterans of America. He lost his left arm above the elbow during the Vietnam War. McCauley is an Army veteran whose arm was amputated as a result of an accident at Fort Drum, New York. This arm, again called the Luke arm, promises near natural arm and hand motion. They say that it's unprecedented movement of the Luke arm, and it's the most advanced in upper extremity prosthetics in more than a century. DARPA's work on prosthetic arms continues on a variety of programs. They're also looking for an arm that will combine users with a sense of touch and another one that uses signals from the brain to directly control the limb.
Well, we got a lot of, you know, being the Independence Day this week, we have a lot of veteran story. And one of the biggest veteran issues is suicides. And at least one person, this veteran, is taking notice. Veteran takes a literal stand in suicide rate awareness. Some veterans have wounds that prosthetics can't heal. Robert Rudy is a homeless veteran who took a stand yesterday for the veterans who are no longer living, for the veteran who have committed suicide. And the average is 22 veterans a day. Some veterans take that number very seriously. Robert Rudy stood on the corner of 151st and Memorial in Bixby, Oklahoma yesterday from midnight to 10 a.m. He had an American flag, his water bottles, and his mission statement. What is his mission? Rudy told Fox 23 he wants to open a shelter and resource center to offer programs for struggling veterans. Way to go, Rudy.
Indeed, and our hearts surely go out to the families and the loved ones of these veterans who are struggling. 22 veterans a day is way too many. Alan Wayne Root at Fox News reminds us, during the Obama administration, there was a massive scandal at the Veterans Administration. Veterans died on waiting lists. Fraud was committed. There wasn't enough money to go around to treat the men and women. Government employees actually committed criminal acts to make them go away, and the Obama administration punished no one. But in May, President Trump signed an executive order that received very little fanfare. He created an office to reform the VA and root out those liar employees. It's called the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection. It will identify any barriers that might exist to remove bad employees from the VA. Wayne Root also writes, why didn't this wonderful news receive any coverage? Why didn't Trump receive any positive headlines or congratulations? Because patriotic vets are being mistreated, and they're dying due to government incompetence, indifference, criminal negligence, and that doesn't interest many of the journalists, if there are journalists, and media executives. President Trump, he says, is on the right track, draining the swamp, begins with the Veterans Administration.
Boy, I applaud that. I certainly hope that. Our veterans have been sorely mistreated. You used a strong word there for some of these people, journalists. I don't know if that's an apropos word, but nevertheless, it was in the article. From the Daily Bell, just when you thought it was safe to surf the internet, well, not so much in Germany. Gestapo is back. German homes raided over Facebook posts. Germany is taking their war on hate speech, whatever that means, to a frightening new level. The German government has raided the homes of 36 people accused of posting hateful messages on social media. One might think that given Germany's history, they would understand the utmost importance of open discussion and debate. Yeah, you certainly would think that. These recent raids are very troubling. The Federal Criminal Police went after both motivated right-wing incitement and left-wing incitement, as well as a person who was accused of making threats based on a person's sexual orientation. I guess the trifecta there. Today, according to Section 130 of the German Criminal Code, simply insulting someone or talking trash can make you liable for 5 years in prison in Germany. This is outrageous.
Yes,
the German the German government is also targeting Facebook and Google, as they could be fined over $50 million based on new German law for each time they fail to remove hate speech within 24 hours. Speaking one minds today in Germany could be labeled as hate speech, and companies will be fined if they don't follow these repressive rules. Wow.
Indeed. And, you know, you said we were having John Whitehead on during the second hour, and he will, I think, do a pretty clear delineation of the police state that's grabbing in America. And if, you know, like you said, if we don't wake up, those things could be coming right here with that hate speech. A single wiretap intercepted 3 million calls last year, and it concerns you.
Is that all?
Well, that was just one wiretap. Wiretap 3 million calls from the activist post to carry out an unimpressive drug sting. An unnamed federal agency swept up 3 million phone conversations in 2 months with one wiretap order. That was one of 3,000 such orders issued by federal and state judges in 2016. Huge outreach of state authority. The federal wiretap with the most intercepts occurred during a narcotics investigation in Pennsylvania. 3,292,385 cell phones were being wiretapped. What about the other 3,000 wiretaps that took place? Who got caught up in that? That was just one, Daniel.
Oh my God. Well, that guy's just an overachiever. There's no problem here. He's just doing his job really well, I guess. 3 million? You got to be kidding me. So this guy's selling drugs, and now the government can surveil basically the whole lower Pennsylvania region, I guess, for a month. I don't know. Out of AP, reach of search warrant for emails at issue in appeals case. Here's another overreach, spying, watching everything you do. Are you getting the feeling that there's a pattern here? Are you seeing a consistent march towards something? Federal agents persuaded a judge to issue a warrant for a Microsoft email account they suspected was used for drug trafficking. But the U.S.-based Microsoft kept the emails on a server in Ireland. I guess that's how you got to do it. You got to have your cell phone in Ireland, I guess. Microsoft said that meant the emails were beyond the warrant's reach. A federal appeals court agreed. Late last month, the administration asked the Supreme Court to intervene. Privacy law experts say the companies have been more willing to push back against the government since the leak of classified information detailing America's surveillance programs. Another issue highlighted in the appeal is the difficulty that judges face in trying to square decades-old law with new technological developments. You mean old cases? You mean like the Bill of Rights or something? You know, those old, forgotten things? You mean those things? In the latest case, a suspected drug trafficker used Microsoft's email service. In 2013, federal investigators obtained a warrant under a 1986 law for the emails themselves and also identifying information about the user of the account. Microsoft turned over the information but went to court to defend its decision not to hand over the emails from Ireland. The federal appeals court in New York agreed with the company that the 1986 Act does not apply outside of the U.S. The administration's Supreme Court appeal said the decision is damaging hundreds, if not thousands, of investigations of crime. Well, I'm not really concerned about investigations of crime so much these days as I am the Bill of Rights, because it doesn't seem like they have any problem investigating crimes. But the Bill of Rights, now, that's another story. They act like that's the plague or something.
Indeed.
We're coming on our first break and or our second break. When we come back, we'll talk about North Korea and China. And Russia, actually. There's like a trifecta. Is this really even about North Korea at all? I don't know, but there's at least some progress and some news to talk about there. And Congress, they're sure darn well set on that your money and mine goes to terrorists. They just can't get over that. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. So glad that you're joining us. This is Daniel.
And Sam.
You are listening to the Power Hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are honored for you to spend your time with us this day. My name is Sam Simpson. We're with Daniel Brigman, and he's letting me hang out with him here. Don't forget, PowerHourNation.com has a Listen Live tag way up on the top right of the website. We have a tremendous show for you today. Jerry Peterman will be here in the second hour with Time Challenger talking about Fukushima, and John Whitehead, who is an outspoken man and writer when it comes to our rights and what's happening in the police state, the growing police state here in America. Thank you so much for listening to the Power Hour. This is a story from Mises, one of the few elected Democratic lawmakers with an extensive anti-war record. That's Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. She's combined forces with Rand Paul to push legislation through both the House and the Senate that would bar federal agencies from using taxpayer money to provide weapons, training, intelligence, or other type of support to terrorist cells, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or any other group. Stop Arming Terrorists Act. It's the only bill of its kind that would bar the government from funneling money and weapons, directly or indirectly. 13 members of the House of Representatives have co-sponsored Gabby's bill, and Paul's version doesn't have one sponsor. They were introduced in early 2017, but as you know, selling weapons is big business. Trillions of dollars are spent on lobbying efforts from Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and all the others. Barack Obama, who won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, sold more weapons than any president in our history since World War II.
Well, it's good to see that he's achieved something of note in his life, but where does it say that we are as a society that we even have to have a bill like this? I mean, what does that tell you about where we are? Getting to the North Korea situation out of AP, China, Russia offer plan for easing North Korea tensions. Well, at least somebody's thinking about this. Russia and China on Tuesday proposed a plan for diffusing tensions over North Korea, suggesting that Pyongyang declare a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests while the United States and South Korea refrain from large-scale military exercises. The Russia and Chinese foreign ministries made the recommendation in a joint statement after talks between Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi and another North Korean missile test happened. The missile flew higher and longer than previous ones North Korea has launched, sparking concerns around the world. Moscow and Beijing called Tuesday's test unacceptable. The foreign ministry said that was a voluntary political decision. North Korea should declare a, quote, moratorium on testing nuclear devices and test launches of ballistic missiles. In turn, the U.S. and South Korea should accordingly refrain from large-scale joint maneuvers. The joint statement added, they said, the confronting parties involved should sit down for talks to agree on principles that include a refusal to use force and a pledge to make the Korean Peninsula free of nuclear weapons. Wow, somebody actually wants to sit down and talk. We may be able to get something happening here, Sam.
Yes, indeed. We have a story about space from Russia Today. SpaceX, that company owned by Elon Musk, once again made history when its Dragon craft successfully returned from the International Space Station. Now, that's the first commercial spacecraft to fly to the station twice. This unmanned Dragon capsule lifted off from Kennedy Space Center last month on the third day. It brought about 6,000 pounds of supplies and scientific cargo to the space station, and it was the 11th such supply mission. Elon Musk, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO, recently told The Guardian he has a new mission in life, which is no other mission than to make life interplanetary. He has ambitious plans for a mission to Mars and is projecting travel to begin in 2022. The current cost per person is estimated to be $10 billion.
Is that
They're also launching the Air Force Secret X-37B uncrewed space plane in the late summer of this year.
Well, the head of some of the people from Google, Elon Musk here, they keep talking about this interplanetary world. They keep talking about, leaving this planet. I mean, have we screwed it up that bad, or they plan on screwing it up that bad that we got to now go find another planet to mess up? I don't know. Out of Reuters, police seized servers of Ukraine software firm after cyber attack. You remember that cyber attack that froze half the world, seemingly the banking industry anyway? Ukrainian police on yesterday seized the servers of an accounting software software firm suspected of spreading a malware virus which crippled computer systems at major companies around the world last week. A senior police official, there's that word, official, everybody's an official now at the government. The head of Ukraine's cyber police, Siri Dimidov, told Reuters the servers of ME.doc, Ukraine's most popular accounting software, had been seized as part of an investigation into the attack. So, well, maybe, do we think we'll really get to the bottom of that with the NSA leaked software? I doubt it. But when we come back after this 3-minute break, find out what happened to Sam Girard. What did the government finally decide to do with him? We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Daniel and Sam. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour, we got John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute coming the third hour, and I'm going to ask him a lot about civil asset forfeiture. That's one of the biggest things that bothers me about Donald Trump is that the asset forfeiture he's so high on. One of the things I'd also like to make you aware of is the Power Mall. The Power Mall is up. You can call the number 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. We deserve your support. We need your support, and we ask for your support. And support yourself with these great products, and we appreciate so much your patience getting it up. We're adding products daily, or just about daily, and getting it up to speed with more and more things that you guys have asked for, you want. And thank you so much for your support. You're the one that keeps us going. Getting back to the news, well, there may be some bad news across the world, North Korea, cyber attack, but that has not affected the Dow at all. Dow hits all-time high again. Dow, S&P advanced, but tech weighs on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials moved higher on the beginning of this week before the holiday, with the Dow hitting an intraday record as energy and bank stocks gained, but continued weakness in the technology sector pulled the NASDAQ a little lower. So the Dow just keeps climbing despite really negative fundamentals, but something keeps driving it. UBS at the time also recommends buying gold near 1200 for insurance. Buying gold near 1200, which that's about where it is, in the 12 to 1300 range. So be aware of that.
Alrighty, we're going up to Canada now for the world's first child who was born. And their gender is marked unknown.
Ooh, that's unusual.
It sure is. This is from Heat Street. Cyril Alty. That's the name of an 8-month-old Canadian child who was biologically female, but is the first child in the world to have the gender marked as unknown on official documents. The child was born in the Canadian province of British Columbia, and they will put a U for undetermined or unassigned in the place of an M or an F, male or female, on their social services card, according to the Canadian State News Service. Now, her birth certificate will still identify this young child as a female. The mother also refuses to be defined by any single gender, and she does not identify as either male or female, but didn't she just give birth? Dottie says that she and her partner will raise the child genderless until the child has a sense of self-command, of vocabulary, and they tell me who they are. She's using the word they. She says her child can select one of 37 available genders or none at all. I'm recognizing them. She says all 37 of them. She called her genderless child a them as a person, and trying to give them all the love and support to be the most
37.
Yeah.
30, I'm sorry, Sam. 37 yeah. Genders. I'm still stuck on that. What, 37 genders?
That's the list that's available if you would like to choose one that you don't care for, what the one you've been given by your creator.
Well, then maybe, you know, they can go to kindergarten and on their with their crayon, they can have all the boxes and mark the one that they think that week, you know.
Wow. Canada has been reticent to add a U or an X as non-gender binary thing on, like, birth certificates and driver's license in the U.S., Oregon, California, and Washington, you can have a U or an X for people who just can't shoehorn themselves into what they're calling, I don't even get this anymore, gender binary? I mean, what?
I'm stuck on 37 genders. I can't get past that. There's 37 genders to apply for?
Wait, wow. In the beginning he made them male and female?
Well, we missed the other 37. I don't know. But that 37? I don't know. Whatever. Health impact news. This is the fate of our friend. He's our friend because we've fought for him. We've discussed him. We've had Sheriff Mack on. Kentucky Amish grandfather sentenced to 6 years for sales of chickweed salve not approved by the FDA. That was his real crime. 4 months ago in Bath County, Kentucky, a jury found Sam Girard guilty on 13 different counts. Shame on that jury. You know, when you go to jury, you're testing the law as well as a person. Shame on that jury that did that. Now, this man didn't embezzle any funds. He didn't counterfeit dollar bills, and he wasn't selling any Schedule I drugs. What was he doing? Well, we know. He was deemed guilty because he failed to register his homemade herbal chickweed salve with the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, which for some is the Federal Death Administration. And to add to this grievous act of not registering this, he sold it across state lines. Oh, boy. That criminal. Sam, you are just such a criminal. 4 days ago, Judge Reeves sentenced Sam to 6 years, followed by 3 years of supervised probation. Are they going to supervise him? Are they going to help label his salve? That would be helpful. Over $14,000 in fines, plus an additional fine of $1,300 in assessment fees. A sentence harsher than most drug dealers receive. He could have sold drugs and not been to jail for 6 years. Regardless of that fact that the salve contains no illegal substances and has not injured anyone, protesters outside the court carried signs saying, "Free Sam, no drugs, no victims." Where's the justice? Sheriff Mack, he got on and called, said the sentencing a national travesty. Sheriff Mack standing up for Sam Girard in a Facebook live post for the CSPOA. It's a travesty. Exactly what Sheriff Mack just said.
Wow. Wow. Our hearts go out to that family. From the Associated Press, appeals court orders the EPA to move ahead with the methane rule. They ruled this week that the head of the Environmental Protection Agency overstepped his authority in trying to delay implementation of an Obama administration rule requiring oil and gas companies to monitor and reduce methane leaks. It was a split decision from the District of Columbia Circuit Court. They ordered the EPA to move forward with the new requirement, and which aims to reduce this methane from oil and gas operations. Scott Pruitt, the administrator, announced 2 months ago he would delay it by 90 days. And now he wants to scrap the requirement totally. He intends to extend the 90-day to 2 years. There are environmental groups that are opposed to the delay, and they are urging the appeals judges to block Pruitt's decision.
Well, just along with this from CBS News, EPA Pruitt moves to roll back over 30 environmental regulations in record time. Boy, the administration is certainly doing some of the things that they've said they were going to do, or they're certainly trying, and the EPA is one of them. Since taking over as the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, a longtime critic of that agency, has moved to undo, delay, or block over 30 environmental regulations. That's more rollbacks than any other administrator in the agency's 47-year history over such a short period of time. Since his confirmation, Pruitt has embarked on record-setting rollbacks, includes filing a proposal to undo Obama-era climate change regulation. And we've heard from James McCanney and other scientists who are kind of in the know the backstory. They're cleaning house on the people who are for climate change and want to use as an excuse to stop regulations and stuff. So very powerful what they're doing. From the USA Today, Colorado group wants to ban the sale of smartphones for children under 13. We see smartphones everywhere, school hallways, what have you, the family dinner table, the bedside table, movies, everywhere, walking down the street, jaywalking. You see kids or children, young teenagers on their phone. But how young is too young to be constantly connected to the rest of the world through sleek apps, social media, and video messaging? One Colorado man has decided that 13 seems like a good cutoff. Tim Farnham is leading the charge on a proposed ballot initiative in Colorado that would be the first of its kind. Farnham's proposal would ban the sale of smartphones to children younger than 13. He is a Denver area anesthesiologist and is the founder of Parents Against Underage Smartphones, PAUS. There you go. Good for you. Go for it.
Well, to be reminded, in the spring of 2016, the National Toxicology Program released findings. They had a $25 million study that looked at electromagnetic radiation coming from wireless devices and cell phones. They found an unprecedented number of rodents subjected to a lifetime of electromagnetic radiation starting while they were in the womb presented some of the strongest evidence to date that exposure is associated with rare cancers in at least two types cancer in the brains and in the hearts of rats. They were exposed to very carefully calibrated radio frequency, radiation levels, designed to emulate what humans with heavy cell phones use, a person could typically experience in their daily life. These animals were placed in specially built chambers that dosed their whole bodies with varying amounts of types of radiation for about 9 hours a day through 2 years. Chris Portier, a retired head of the National Toxicology Program, he helped launch the study. He said the test was by far, far and away the most carefully done cell phone biological assessment. He said it's a classic study that was done for trying to understand cancers in humans and animals. added. There will be a lot of work to assess this continually if it causes problems in humans, but the fact you can do it in rats is a big issue. It concerns me, and I'm an expert.
Well, there you go. If he's concerned, I've been concerned for a while. And the Stetzer, you can go to the Power Mall and buy the Stetzer meters and put them in your house. I did that to my home. That is such a neat process, Sam, to put that meter in the plug and to register the electromagnetic frequency through just your wiring in your home. Not to mention your cell phone, but very cool thing and how it reduces it. It's really amazing, really neat in the home. You ever look at construction and how things last and kind of it's almost like a throwaway society, and then you look at Roman buildings and they just seem to last forever, that millennium. Well, out of The Guardian, why Roman concrete still stands strong while modern versions decay. Scientists have cracked the secret to Roman-based structures' strength, and findings could help today's builders. Their structures are still standing more than 1,500 years after the last centurion. The Roman recipe was a mix of volcanic ash, lime, seawater, and lumps of volcanic rock. This held together piers, breakwaters, and harbors. What's interesting is that the ancient water-based structures become stronger over time while the more modern ones deteriorate. Scientists say this is a result of seawater reacting with the volcanic material in the cement and creating new minerals that reinforced the concrete. Very interesting.
Wow. You know, Daniel, I wanted to just step a break back and go back to that EPA business from CBS News. While we're all very thrilled that Scott Pruitt and the Trump administration have rolled back the, you know, this climate ridiculous things, they are doing some things that are not good, and they did reverse a ban. Pruitt did reverse a ban on the use of a pesticide that the EPA actually deemed dangerous to children's health. Children have died. It's called chlorophos. It's been banned since 2000. Now, if an EPA scientist found that this particular pesticide or herbicide poses a health risk to farm workers and children, including reduced IQ, lower memory scores, and increased ADHD, if an EPA scientist actually found that, and admitting it, that's pretty serious. So that's one thing that I'm a little disappointed in, roll back some of these environmental issues. It's just my little 2 cents this morning. Mac rumors. Apple is planning to include iris scanning capabilities in their 10th anniversary of the iPhone, launching this year. An iris scanner will replace or complement Touch ID as a way to verify users' identity, enabling iPhone users to unlock their smartphone, make payments, and authenticate with their eyes. A person's iris or circular colored muscle of the eye contains a complex and random pattern that is unique to individual. You can actually look inside the iris and know the state of every single organ in your body. The iris scanner on a smartphone would not be unprecedented. Samsung included one on the new Galaxy Note 7 released earlier this year. We can talk to Mr. Whitehead when he comes in the second hour or the third hour today just about what those iris scans mean.
Well, going to health news from Natural News, for America to survive, we must declare independence from Big Pharma's failed medical monopoly. Although suddenly everyone is aware of the looming financial collapse of the state of Illinois, almost no one is aware why it's actually happening. And the lying mainstream media purveyors of fake news won't dare tell you the truth. Illinois is being bankrupted by Big Pharma and the failed sick care medical establishment. With a current payables backlog of 15 billion, it owes the contractors that include sick care providers. Illinois also owes $251 billion with a B in future pension benefits that include health care coverage. That's $250 billion for a state that is so far beyond broke that even mainstream news organizations are calling its financial situation catastrophic. On top of that, a recent court ruling demands the state now pay $586 million per month to catch up on all unpaid Medicaid bills. It owes doctors, hospitals, cancer clinics, drug companies, and the like. State Comptroller Susana Mendoza says the court ruling would cause her to likely have to cut payments to the state's pension funds. There you go. I think you're going to start hearing it here left and right. state payroll or payments to local governments, as if the governor and legislators needed any more reason to compromise and settle on a comprehensive budget plan immediately. Last week, ruling takes the state's finances from horrific to catastrophic. Also in the email blast, you'll see a article about gardening, too much rain in the garden, managing wet dirt and waterlogged plants, and how you can deal with that. Also from the Guardian, Wales and Scotland offer free abortions to women from Northern Ireland. Free abortions to women from Northern Ireland. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was even illegal in the country to have an abortion. After this break, after we got a 3-minute break coming up, Sam, many people have requested Paul Harvey for the Independence Day, his take for our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor, his take on that. It's about a 9-minute clip. We're going to do it in the next 2 segments, and then we'll have Jerry Peterman on. So we want to make sure to get to that, and we'll cue that up. So that's what we're going to do for the next 2 segments. This is what you're requesting. I think it's so appropriate and so powerful. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear that. Is there any, before we get to that, is there any news story that we missed that, one more story.
Well, the only thing I can, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, the International Bar Association says that they're concerned about the impacts of artificial intelligence on business, on flesh and blood human beings. There might not be worried anymore about your gender. You know, we talked about the child with 37 different opportunities to say who they were. It could be that you humans themselves may have to become a protected class because of the onslaught of robots that are coming to replace the jobs. So human workers may no longer be fit, and rather than race, color, religion, gender identity, national origin, or age, the verbiage might just say, well, you can't discriminate against humans. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Kind of upside down. Black is white. White is black. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Paul Harvey and then Jerry Peterman. Stay with us. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour now to celebrate Independence Day. And per your request, we're going to listen to Paul Harvey. This is Paul Harvey, Our Lives, Our Fortune, Our Sacred Honor. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Americans, the how and the why of our beloved republic are so much better known and understood than the who. The United States of America was born in 1776, but it was conceived 169 years before that. The earliest settlers had watered the New World with much sweat. They had built substantial holdings for themselves, for their families. And when the time came to separate themselves from a tyranny an ocean away, at best it meant starting all over again after the ravages of war. Researching what you're about to hear gave a whole new dimension to my reverence for our nation's first citizens. All others of the world's revolutions, before and since, were initiated by men who had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Our founders had everything to lose and nothing to gain, except one thing. Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You remember the cherry tree fiction. A long time after you have forgotten the more earth-shaking history-making episodes in the life of George Washington, you have misplaced in your memory the details of Ben Franklin's statesmanship, but you remember his flying a kite. Joyce Kilmer was a great military hero. But the only thing you personally recall about him is his poetic tribute to trees. Maybe of this current decade, that which will be remembered best will not be its wars and its moon rockets or its crumbling frontiers or the giants who lived and died. Maybe all that'll survive to linger in the day-by-day vocabulary of generations yet unborn may be the songs of a Memphis minstrel or the reincarnation of electric automobiles. But for any eve of the 4th of July, I, Paul Harvey, do herewith bequeath unto you something to remember. You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you. It says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated. 24 were lawyers and jurists. 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam. This pact, as Burke later put it, was a partnership between the living and the dead and the yet unborn. There was no bigotry. There was no demagoguery in this group. All had shared hardships. Jefferson finished a draft of the document in 17 days. Congress adopted it in July, and so much is familiar history. But now, King George III had denounced all rebels in America as traitors. Punishment for treason was hanging. The names now so familiar to you from the several signatures on that Declaration of Independence, the names were kept secret for 6 months. For each knew the full meaning of that magnificent last paragraph in which his signature pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. 56 men placed their names beneath that pledge.
We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with Paul Harvey.